See, again, that's how you have to imagine. If he got a phone call and said, "We're going to send you $1 million check today. We just settled the case," he would feel good, right? Well, obviously, because he has a physical manifestation. This is even a spiritual, biblical principle, where it says, bless those who have not seen. Remember, for those of you who are Christians or read the biblical text, there's an example in the New Testament where I think Thomas goes up to Jesus and says, "I want to put my fingers in your in the marks in your hands and feet to see it, and put my hand in your side where you were stung by the spear to see if you're real." And he saw him, and he goes, "Now I believe." And he goes, "Well, yeah, you believe because you saw it. Bless those who didn't see and still believe." And that's a principle of, if you know you're getting the check, you're going to be happy. But when there's no evidence of it coming in, none at all, as a matter of fact, nothing but contra-evidence, contradictory evidence, and you're still stupidly happy, that's when the magic occurs. That's when the magic occurs. And again, from a biblical standpoint, it doesn't make a difference what religion you are or if you're an atheist, but I'm just using this as an example. But from a biblical standpoint, it is the definition of, quote, faith. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So someone says, "You have no money." That's right. "How come you're happy?" "Well, everything will be fine." "Tell me, give me the evidence that money's going to come in to be able to pay your bills." "I can't give you the evidence." That's faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. "I just know everything will be fine. And if I have any evidence, it's 55 years of experience knowing that everything always is fine."
I have a question.
Yeah.
What happens when a group of people have contrasting vibrations? Let's say we're in a plane and my vibration is that we fly, and the guy next to me's vibration is that we crash.
That's right. Right. Yeah. It's like the guy says, you know, what if it's the pilot's time to go?
Right. I say that from time to time because I always wonder, who wins?
It's a very interesting question. And the answer is, if you get into a car crash, you and the person that were both in the car crash both had the same vibration to cause the car crash. So I can categorically tell you that the thousands of minor little situations that caused a person to buy a ticket on that plane and make it on time or not make it on time, everybody on there was vibrating the same, attracting the same result. And sometimes it's hard to believe. I'm not going to expand on it here, but that's something that, you know, there was a movie that came out with Brad Pitt called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's an interesting movie to watch. But there's one particular scene in there with this woman gets hit by a car and her leg gets crushed. And the narrator says, there was a woman in her apartment who was leaving her apartment. But as she left, the phone rang. So she stopped and went back in to answer the phone. There was a cab driver who decided unexpectedly to stop for a cup of coffee. And then he'd get in this cab, and he started driving. But a car pulled out and ran out of gas right in front of him, causing it to be delayed. The woman's phone call went longer than expected, and she was running late to get to the bakery. And it went over through these whole series of events where the woman gets in the cab drives down the road and hits this woman and crushes her legs. And the example was, if anyone of these dozens of things happened just 1 second differently, if the phone didn't ring, if the cab driver didn't get a cup of coffee, if that car didn't pull out in front of the cab and run out of gas, if blah, 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 if anything was different, anything at all, then that cab wouldn't have been there at that moment in time to crush that woman's legs. And the answer is, when you think about that, that's why when you throw out a vibration, the whole universe is conspiring and creating virtually tens of thousands of events which work perfectly with each individual's vibration too to create that situation in your experience. So if you're on that plane and that plane crashed, believe me, there was some vibration in every single person on that plane that was creating that event. And sometimes it's hard to believe. It's like, I'm driving down the road and I'm feeling happy and all of a sudden, boom, a guy crashes right into me. Someone says, I wasn't thinking about a car crash. I wasn't vibrating, I want a car crash, I want to crash my car, I want to crash. I wasn't doing that. How did that occur? And the answer is this. The answer is you absolutely were not vibrating the car crash. And that's why on the CDs I talk more about the importance of your vibration is feeling, not necessarily the thing itself, because we're all not that smart. We may not know the best house for us, the best car, the best job. We may not know specifically what is the best thing to happen for us, but what we know is how we want to feel. So what occurs is, when a guy gets in a car crash, he wasn't vibrating car crash. The question is, when you got into that car crash, how'd you feel? I felt incredibly frustrated. Somebody else, I felt incredibly scared. Somebody else, I felt so overwhelmed because now I don't have enough time to do everything as it is, and now with this car crash, I'm going to have less time. Whatever feeling that car crash gave that person, then I asked that person, over the last few weeks, what else have you been thinking about which gave you a similar feeling? And then all of a sudden, eyes get as wide as saucers, and people go, oh, yeah, I've been really, you know, my aunt has been in the hospital with cancer, and I've really been scared myself. I've been really fearful of death, fearful of death, fearful of death, fearful of death, fearful of death. Car crash! How did you feel? It made me fear of getting killed. Do you understand that? It wasn't the car crash that they were vibrating. It was a feeling that they were vibrating. And the universe starts bringing into your experience people, events, and situations which will give you similar feelings. That's what keeps coming in. The events that give you similar feelings. That's why when you're grateful and you're happy and you're going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything, man, I just feel so good. I just feel so lucky. I feel so lucky. Ding dong, hello. You just won the lottery. Oh, I can't believe how lucky I feel. All of a sudden, situations and events got popping into your life where you continue to feel what? Lucky. If you feel grateful, then situations and events got popping in where you continue to feel more grateful. And that's a really good place to be. It's a really high vibration because there's nothing bad that could come into your life that would make you feel grateful, right? Those are like really good things. Yes?
My wife got rear-ended kind of on this topic a month ago, and she said how weird it was. She goes, about 5 seconds before, she was stopped at a light. She goes, I felt I was going to get into an accident. I look in the rearview mirror. I see the guy stop behind me, and I'll see I go peer up again, and I'll see, wham, the guy behind him at 40 miles an hour hit and did that. So, I mean, that was kind of one of the things I was going to talk about was that feeling. I mean, how do you change your feelings? I stubbed my toe. Is the positive like, oh, I'm glad I didn't chop it off? I mean, how do you change your feelings to be
when something bad happens?
Yeah, or just along the lines, if I had no money and I was losing a house or this, how do I know my thoughts were negative compared to being...
You don't have to worry about them. The question is, if something bad happens or something negative happens, how am I controlling my thoughts and mm-hmm. really what I'm doing? The answer is everything that happens in your life is there's really not good or bad situations. There's really not positive or negatives. They're just events. They're just circumstances. They're just experiences. There's really nothing good or bad. And if we look at it that way, there's nothing really good or bad. All they are is an indicator of what you're vibrating. Everything that's happening in your life is just nothing but an indicator of what you're vibrating. So if you don't particularly like what's happening in your life, that just is an indicator that your vibration needs to be changed. If you really like the circumstance in your experience, that just tells you that the vibrations are something that you want to continue. It's nothing more than indicators of what you're vibrating. So if you experience something like stubbing your toe, and you think, how did I do, why, ow, 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 why did I stub my toe? You don't have to, you know, get so crazy about every single thought, because that's just an indicator that you're emanating some feel. How do you feel? I feel annoyed. I feel clumsy. I feel whatever the feeling is. And all that is telling you, and keep in mind, they usually start small.